Practice 2. Now Tom is listening to another radio program. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the radio program. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The radio program will be played 2 times. The radio program will begin now.
Welcome to World Radio. Tonight on our program, I'd like to welcome Ricky Chan from Care for Others to talk about their work in India.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ricky. I know that at the moment you're trying to help people in India who are suffering because of a typhoon. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. They had a terrible typhoon 2 weeks ago. Our workers arrived there 3 days ago to learn about the situation. There are floods and over 12,000 people are now homeless.
Question 1. What is the guest's name? Question 2. How long ago was the typhoon? Question 3. How many people lost their homes?
What do the people need most now?
Food and water. The drinking water is dirty. The heavy rain caused serious flooding, which destroyed all the plants, so people can't eat them. There's not enough food in the shops, and they're waiting for charities to bring them rice and water.
What else do the people need? Do they have enough clothes?
Yes, it's summer in India now, so they don't need too many clothes. There are a lot of people and babies in the hospitals, but they don't have much medicine or milk powder left. Another thing they need now is tents. We've sent 1,000 tents there, but we still need a lot more.
So some of the people are staying in tents now?
Yes. Their houses weren't strong, so they got damaged in the typhoon. The problem is people can't rebuild their houses now. Although some companies have plenty of cheap wood, glass and bricks, people don't have enough money to buy them.
Question 4. Why don't the people have enough to eat? Question 5. According to Mr. Chan, the people in India don't have enough. Question 6. The people can't rebuild their houses now because.
How can we help? Shall we buy some food and send it to your charity?
It would be better to send money so that we can buy food for them. We also collect old blankets, so you can take them to our office if you have any.
Can we send our old clothes as well?
Right now, we're only collecting blankets. Another way to help is to join us to help the people there to rebuild their houses. To get more information, you can call our 24-hour hotline or come to our office from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. I'm afraid there are some problems with our website at the moment, so you won't find updated information on it yet.
Okay, thank you for talking to us, Mr. Chan.
Question 7. How can we help the people in India? Question 8. It is Sunday. Tom wants to get more information about helping the people in India. He can... Listen to the radio program again and check your answers.
Welcome to World Radio. Tonight on our program, I'd like to welcome Ricky Chan from Care for Others to talk about their work in India.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ricky. I know that at the moment you're trying to help people in India who are suffering because of a typhoon. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. They had a terrible typhoon 2 weeks ago. Our workers arrived there 3 days ago to learn about the situation. There are floods and over 12,000 people are now homeless.
What do the people need most now?
Food and water. The drinking water is dirty. The heavy rain caused serious flooding, which destroyed all the plants, so people can't eat them. There's not enough food in the shops, and they're waiting for charities to bring them rice and water.
What else do the people need? Do they have enough clothes?
Yes, it's summer in India now, so they don't need too many clothes. There are a lot of people and babies in the hospitals, but they don't have much medicine or milk powder left. Another thing they need now is tents. We've sent 1,000 tents there, but we still need a lot more.
So some of the people are staying in tents now?
Yes. Their houses weren't strong, so they got damaged in the typhoon. The problem is people can't rebuild their houses now. Although some companies have plenty of cheap wood, glass and bricks, people don't have enough money to buy them.
How can we help? Shall we buy some food and send it to your charity?
It would be better to send money so that we can buy food for them. We also collect old blankets, so you can take them to our office if you have any.
Can we send our old clothes as well?
Right now, we're only collecting blankets. Another way to help is to join us to help the people there to rebuild their houses. To get more information, you can call our 24-hour hotline or come to our office from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. I'm afraid there are some problems with our website at the moment, so you won't find updated information on it yet.
Okay, thank you for talking to us, Mr. Chan.
This is the end of Practice 2.